end of the line. I'm Jeff Rentz. We've been talking with James Collier, who has written a landmark book along with his brother Ken called Vote Scam, The Stealing of America. And on the back cover, it sort of sums it up here. This is the weirdest, wildest, and most astonishing nonfiction detective story you will ever read. And I have to agree with that statement after listening to Jim Collier for an hour. Jim is telling us some amazing things about vote stealing and vote fraud involving, among others, the League of Women Voters. Jim, to start this hour off, tell the people who, in fact, the League of Women Voters is and what strength that national organization carries.
Yeah, it isn't what people think it. It isn't apple pie motherhood. It has an agenda. And it gets money from every major corporation in America, millions, right? I'm told hundreds of millions of dollars from these corporations into their coffers. It gets paid by the television networks. I'm about to explain this part. To be in the field. Remember the pilot project in Miami where they were supposedly calling the votes back from the precincts?
Yes, yes.
They're paid to be out in 110,000 precincts out there in America by the TV network, supposedly calling back numbers. And they're paid by elections divisions around the country, counties in the country, to be in that, you know, that whole punching party that they had.
Yes.
I was in California. Well, I went to Cincinnati in 85, somewhere back then. Videotaped the League of Women Voters there using tweezers to tweeze out a slate of votes there.
You got that on tape?
On tape. Videotape it, sure.
All right.
And went on took it to the TV station, Channel 9 there, played it. Went on WCKY, the Jan Michelson show. He's now on WHO in Des Moines, for people who want to call up Jan and ask him. And Jan challenged the election supervisor of Cincinnati, Elvira Radford, who'd been there 20 years, to deny that the league was using tweezers to rig the election. And she resigned.
Wow.
And I understand that I haven't read it myself, but New America, the Bircher magazine,
yes,
trashed me this month saying, well, Elvira Radford really resigned 45 days later. But for anybody who's read that magazine, I think they've all been compromised over there by the CIA. But anyone who's read it, she resigned the next day. She just didn't make it official because nobody pushed it.
Interesting.
For 45 days. And then
wow.
She walked out. But
all right.
She wasn't intending to.
All right, let's take our first break on that note and continue. Wow. It gets curiouser and crazier the more you look at this. All right, Jim, stand by. We're going to take a break and come back with the book Vote Scam, The Stealing of America, here on the Talk America Radio Network. All right, we are back with Jim Collier. Jim has been talking about the League of Women Voters, not exactly a nice coffee-clutch group of silver and gray-haired ladies helping out with the election process. Jim, what you're telling us is really incredible, and I've looked at the book and read much of it. It's all in the book, ladies and gentlemen, and the book is only $10, 1-800-888-9999, 3 8s and 4 9s, $10, on a videotape which shows some obviously shocking behavior on the part of the League of Women Voters. You told us a moment ago, Jim, that thousands and thousands of LWV members are paid, League of Women Voters members are paid to go to the precinct and phone results in. Is that correct?
Right. I'll explain that story.
Please do. And I want to know who those results are phoned into and how honorable that individual might be.
All right. In the book, by the way, we sue everybody. We go to Washington. The Christian Broadcasting Network.
Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson, 700 Club, buys the tape for $2,500.
Right.
And
he
shows it on the air. So that's
yes,
how good it is. And we sue everybody in federal court and we win. But what happens to us in there will blow you away, so I'm not going to tell what happened there.
Yeah,
anyway,
incredible story.
Yeah, in pursuit of all this, we were rummaging through the Library of Congress looking for documents because investigative reporting is mainly a document paper chase, because that's what you can prove things with. And we find out that the roots of all of this started in 1964. When the Kennedy was assassinated, there was a feeding frenzy in Washington. And I've written about this also in Media Bypass magazine. I think that's important because it's the place I'm writing now for people who want to read what I'm up to. And,
sure. We've had James Norman on the show a couple of times. And,
oh, good. Okay.
Well aware of Media Bypass, yes.
All right, good. So people can get that. I just want to give a number because these guys are so nice.
Yeah,
can
please
I give
do.
That 4 Biden, the letter, the number 4 on your telephone dial, and BYPASS, and you can get all you want.
Yeah.
All right. We found out that there was a feeding frenzy by the FBI, the CIA, television networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, AP, UPI, Washington Post, New York Times, the Congress, Senate, everybody jockeying for power when Kennedy was assassinated. And they all got together, representatives of all these groups, power groups. And the deal that was struck was that the media would not contradict the Warren Commission report that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman in Texas. And they have not done it to this day.
No, they haven't.
But they want the right to count the vote.
And they being the media.
The media. So they formed a network pool called News Election Services, NES.
Mm-hmm.
Today it's called, if you people are taking notes, because I don't have this update in the book, it's VNS, Voter News Service. It's in the phone book in New York City, Voter News Service.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is the television networks own the polls that tell you how you're thinking on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
They then own the exit polls that tell you at 7:01, when Brokaw, Rather, and Jennings go on the air and they say, we're the first with the most here at CBS, they're lying. They're all getting it from a Pravda-type bulletin board, tote board, at 225 West 34th Street in New York City, the Pennsylvania building. Eighth floor, there's a big board, and it has America gridded off. 110,000 precincts, 3,500 counties. And they can change votes at will from a computer, a mainframe computer there that ties into the mainframe computer of every county in America. And people who are on the Internet know, in the beginning I used to tell this story, people say, how can you do that? But now you know how easy it is. The world's tied together. So they have it all there, and they can change the votes in any county in America at will from New York City. And they're tied into the Secretary of State's office, too, where the final vote totals reside, so they can coordinate numbers. Anyway, when Brokaw, Rather, and Jennings come on and say they're the first with the most, they're lying, and all the rest is a charade. And these guys know it. And this pool has all the numbers. The exit poll, at the 701 is their exit poll.
Yes.
That was called Voter Research and Survey, VRS, Voter Research and Survey. That's what merged with NES to make Voter News Service.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and look at old newspapers after the election, any Super Tuesday or major election, primaries, whatever, you will see that there's a box that says, based on exit polls from Voter Research and Survey, these are the numbers of what the candidates would get. And so when we tried to find out where were these exit polls taken, what precinct? You remember the pilot project in Miami, the one voting machine?
Yes, yes.
All right, now you see how it ties together.
Oh, yes.
They're doing the same garbage out there, so we say, where is it? Where's the magic precinct? And we were told that's not a proper area of inquiry.
Well,
and I think the best investigative reporting we did in the book was pursuing that and finding out all the machinations and that it's all a fraud as far as we're concerned.
Who made that exact statement to you? That's not a proper area of inquiry.
The guy's name is Warren Matofsky, and the other guy was Robert Flaherty. They both say it. One was the head of NBC News, and the other was head of CBS. And they own, they're together now. They're in charge of Voter Research and Survey and the Voter News Service, and they're the ones who said it.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And it's in the book, Vote Scam, The Stealing of America, 1-800-888-9999. $10. Pick it up, read it. Should people even bother to vote, Jim?
Well, I'm not saying that they shouldn't, because people get angry when I say that, but I think it's not worth anything, hardly anywhere.
Maybe.
And what I want them to do is prove that. Don't take my word for it. Get a video camera.
Mm-hmm.
Start checking it out. Don't just sit there. Don't just get angry. Don't just get depressed. Get the videotape. That's why we made it. And get the book and pass it around.
Follow your vote on Election
Follow
Eve.
Your vote, and you'll see for yourself. And then get all your neighbors angry and go back to paper ballots. People are going to federal court now in this country over it. They're trying to write legislation now, which will be networking on the computer networks for people,
yes,
when I get it, to go,
yes,
back to paper ballots. That kind of thing.
Yeah, all right. Time for another break. Boy, what a program. James Collier, the author, along with Ken Collier, of Vote Scam, The Stealing of America. Hi, welcome back. Tom in West Palm Beach is on the line. Go ahead, Tom. You're live speaking to Jim Collier now.
You say that this started back in 1964?
Yes.
What about when Kennedy ran in 1960?
Yeah, well, he rigged Chicago for sure, but the whole network control of the vote count, because I'm going to about to tell you how the primaries were rigged and the networks were counting the vote, was 64. And they were probably rigging elections before that. Americans have been asleep for years, stuffing ballot boxes, things like that.
Right. What Jim is saying, Tom, is that the actual agreement was struck in 1964 between the powers that be, that the American media would, in fact, control the election outcome. Any other questions?
At all levels?
Yeah.
Potentially at all levels, yes.
Potentially, yeah. Anybody can go to a newspaper, especially Palm Beach, where Jackie Winchester is your election supervisor there. I had Jackie on the phone a few months ago, and I accused her of rigging the elections. I've had her in tears. And the Palm Beach Post, the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, Buddy Nevins down there, you check it out with those guys. They can't even write a word about election rigging.
So, in other words, you're saying there's a systematic bias in favor of... How come the presidency switches back and forth?
Yeah, it doesn't. As far as the presidency is concerned, it's one party. If you track back, Bush was CIA. He anointed Clinton, who was CIA. If you read Terry Reid's book, Compromised.
And you're saying Bush didn't want to win?
No, he was out of there because of the Iran-Contra thing. Iran, he was in big trouble. A lot of trouble.
Wait a minute, if he controls the CIA... What does it matter?
Well, we're not.
I mean, if he controls the whole ballgame,
yeah,
look at it's human nature. Once you control the ballgame, you don't let it go for just grin.
Yeah, because there were people on the trail. You know, hot press is still no matter what. You can't get away with everything, otherwise it would just be a total dictatorship that people would see, and there would be a war here.
Jim, do you have a couple of books you can recommend for Tom? Terry Reid's book?
Terry Reid's Compromise. That is the very best book written on the subject, and it'll sicken you. And it ties in with everything we're saying. I was amazed when I read it.
The book is entitled Compromised, Bush, Clinton, and the CIA. The author is Terry Reid, R-E-E-D, and I've had Terry on the program before. Just a heartbreaking story from that man. And by all means, Tom, do get the book and read it, and then make your own decisions.
All right, let's say you go there with a video camera in your precinct. Let's say this is one precinct out of, what, 110,000?
Yeah, but follow it all the way down to Jackie Winchester's office, and you'll see that the ballots will disappear up a back step. And out of sight, all the security boxes that they come in from the precincts, and you'll see that it gets counted on the BMX machines where they put, you know, they have this logic and accuracy test at 7 o'clock in the morning before the election, and they run, you know, Lincoln versus Washington, see, you voted and came out, logic and accuracy, the machines are fine. But then at night, if you videotape it, she puts up to 20 header cards, which is a card in front of the precincts before it's counted, and you'll see that happening, and it tells it how to read the precinct, and it can tell it skip every other vote, whatever. So whatever logic and accuracy is done in the morning, her cards ahead of each precinct, as she's counting them in those BMX machines, will change everything.
And after the vote, I presume they shred everything.
Oh, yeah, you'll never get those ballots again. And if you do, they'll all be pre-punched. If you go back to paper ballots.
Yeah.
There has to be an independent, if there's ever a ghost of a chance, there has to be an independent way to vote now. I mean, there has to be like a check and double check.
Well, we're going to get into that, explaining how this thing can be brought back to at least a measure of normalcy in time. And thanks very much, Tom, for the call.
Thank you.
So continue to listen, and we will continue to lay this out here. Jim has some solutions to all of this. Go ahead, Jim. We're about a minute away from our break.
Okay, well, there's private companies in this country that come in and run the vote. Most of the state of Florida is run by private companies. The election supervisors don't even run their own elections. They don't run the computers.
Wow.
The Omaha World Herald, a newspaper, owns a company called American Information Systems, AIS. It controls 519 counties in America. There's only about 3,500, so it's 20% of the country owned and run and controlled and vote counted by the Omaha World Herald.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
So
the book again, Vote Scam, The Stealing of America, 1-800-888-9999. Or your large neighborhood bookstore will probably have a copy of it without any doubt.
Barnes & Noble all over the country.
Okay,
you just go in and they'll order it for you.
$10 for the book through the 800 number, as well as $20 for the videotape showing all of the things that Jim Collier has said he has taped. And we will continue after this short pause for some of our stations to break for news and so forth here on the Talk America Radio Network. We're back with James Collier. Jim, there's so much to talk about. Where do you want to go next? I'll just leave it up to you.
What I want to tell people is that I'm speaking around the country and will be after the election, too, because it goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And thousands of people will be learning using this election that what we're saying is true,
mm-hmm.
and videotaping their elections, and they're sending me copies of the video. And so you can reach me at Victoria House Press. Get out your pencils and papers and take this down. Victoria House Press, like Queen Victoria House Press, in New York City. And that's at 67 Wall Street, W-A-L-L Street, 67 Wall Street. And that's Suite 2411, 2411, New York 10005. And I know a lot of people will say, how do I get a hold of this guy? And they know in their own precincts and communities, they've seen it themselves all over America. I'll be up in Michigan on the 24th of this month, up in Lansing speaking. So anyway, Victoria House Press at 67 Wall Street, Suite 2411, New York, 10005. You can get me. Now, the primaries. They were rigged, as far as we can determine, to keep Buchanan out. And let's start in Iowa. There was caucuses, which is a showing of hands after 7 o'clock at night in people's houses and, you know, firehouses and schools and all that. They don't vote all day.
Right.
This time, they voted with a paper ballot.
First time,
right. And I wrote about this in Media Bypass so people can get a copy of this, and it was printed, so everything I'm saying would be subject to libel and challenge. Anyway, they voted on the paper ballot, and they were told, don't turn in the ballot. Throw it away. Don't send it downtown to be recorded. The next day in the paper, they see, of course, Dole wins, that 13% of the vote was shaved from Buchanan, from what they knew they had the night before. 4% was added to Dole. And when they called up the election supervisors, they said, oh, don't worry, it was just a typo. And then when we called the election supervisors and said, when's the election going to be certified? They said, when the media tells us. Because NES counted the vote.
They actually said that.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, anyone can call them today. They didn't register that vote except when the media told them what the numbers would be. Now, Buchanan goes to New Hampshire. And we have a story in there where Bush rigged the New Hampshire primary to beat Dole in 88.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good story there.
Yeah, the miracle of New Hampshire.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, we have to pause now just for a moment, Jim, and allow our stations who have been away for news to rejoin us.
Okay.
You're listening to James Collier, who, along with Ken Collier, wrote the incredible book, really a landmark book, called Vote Scam, The Stealing of America, which tells you how it's been done for the past 30 years, and it being the actual stealing and manipulation of the American political process through the elective process itself. And we'll be back with Jim Collier and much more here at the end of the line on the Talk America Radio Network, live coast to coast and around the world on the Internet. As we were talking a moment ago, Jim Collier was mentioning the Iowa political caucus debacle this year and the Bush-Dole miracle in New Hampshire, which all of this is in the book, with the exception of the caucuses we were just mentioning. It's all laid out in the book. It's an amazing read, and I would urge you, as a basic political exercise of an American citizen, to read this book. You don't have to agree with it, but read it and think about it. Go ahead, Jim.
Anyway, Buchanan goes to New Hampshire, and he takes out a big ad in the Manchester Guardian, and it says, "We read Vote Scam." I didn't know he was going to do this. He says, "We read Vote Scam, and we know you rig elections. Don't
wow.
do it this year."
Wow.
And he wins.
That's why he won?
He wins New Hampshire.
Wow.
And the media the next day says he'll never win another primary. And, you know, the momentum that carried George Bush in 88 on to win the country, you know.
It was all contrived.
Right, but there was no momentum out of New Hampshire for
Buchanan.
Matt, and the media yeah. knew it.
Right.
Why? Yeah. No yeah. momentum. And he was just stripped in every primary. Now, he goes to Arizona. NES, VNS comes on, the news pool, and says, Buchanan wins. And then they say, oops, Forbes wins. The next day, they all apologize. Bernard Shaw and CNN, everybody there apologizes. Forbes won. I get a call from the Buchanan people. And they said, what happened was, is that they all used plastic voting cards to when they voted. It had a 7-digit number on it. That was your ID number. And when you voted, you wrote that number down on a piece of paper in the precinct, and then they punched the card so you couldn't vote twice. Except for a little thing, they issued 60,000 extra above the 219,000 that voted.
Wow.
So people saw hundreds of thousands of people voting twice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the election supervisor put out a report, Karen Osborne, saying that only two people voted twice on the 60,000 cards.
Only two.
Only two.
Mm-hmm.
Trust us. And so the Buchanan people called me and said, well, what can we do? You know, this is what they said. So I called up the election supervisor, and I said, how do you know? And she said, because we hired 20 people, and they worked for 3 days after the election, 12-hour days, and they punched the 7-digit numbers into the computer, 219,000 of them. Only two came up twice. So I said, how many people? She said, 13. So I didn't say anything. I said, okay, I'm figuring, because I don't know exactly what I'm after here yet. I'm figuring. I said, well, 219,000 voters times 7-digit number, that's 1.5 million digits.
Right.
I said, how many hours did you work?
Right.
And how many people? She said 10. So now I know they rigged the election because it went from 20 to 13 to 10. She said 11.5 hours. No, 11 hours and 45 minutes, a 15-minute break. I said 1 15-minute. She said, well, maybe two. I said 11.5 hours. That comes out to 50,000 digits a day punched by these people. That's more than 1 a second.
Mm-hmm.
I said, did you ever hear of carpal tunnel syndrome? And then I said, give me the name of the 10 people. After all, they have to be public employees, they have to be pay records, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give them to you. I said, give me the readouts with the 219,000 7-digit numbers on it. I can't give those to you. And people in Maricopa County in Phoenix there have been trying to get it ever since, and of course they don't exist because it never happened. And that's how Forbes obviously bought that election, or someone bought it for him.
Wow. All
now,
right.
in New Orleans,
Jim, let me ask you to hold. I'm going to do this break. That's an incredible story you just finished. We're going to get into another one here. I don't want to have to pause in the middle of that. So, boy, I hope you're listening to this, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing information. Welcome back. James Collier was just about to begin a story. Go ahead, Jim, with this this next amazing revelation.
Right. And as I said, this is not in the book, but it's in the Media Bypass article. Susan Bernicker of New Orleans. You have a station down there, right?
Yes.
She runs a dance studio and karate club and all that down there, and she's real popular, about 41-year-old lady with the kids and everybody loved her, and the poll showed she couldn't lose running for a county commission spot in Jefferson Parish. The incumbent that she was running against, Nick Gambaluca, 70-year-old man who would fall asleep at meetings. And it was time for a change, and 3 weeks before the election, December 3rd of last year, for the primary, Nick Gambaluca's nephew, who was the election supervisor, was found with a bullet in his head behind a dumpster in an alley. Not a word in the papers about it. They just substituted another election supervisor, shoved another guy in his spot. Sue loses. Uncle Nicky wins. She goes to the warehouse the next day where the computers are, the voting computers. Machines that people voted on, and she videotapes them. And she pushes a button, it votes, and there's a liquid display, crystal display about thigh high. And she pushes a button, and she photographs it, voted for Sue Bernicker. Four times it votes for her. The fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, it votes for Uncle Nicky. And she does a dozen or so machines, and they all do the same thing, rigged for Uncle Nicky.
And she's videotaping this?
Yeah. She takes it in all three television stations, run it once. No crusading, no comment, just run it once. Newspaper writes nothing, the Times-Picayune. She goes to court and sues. The judge she gets in normal rotation is taken off the case. Fixing judge is put in. He gives her a five-minute hearing, no witnesses, and throws her out and says, get out. Now, in Missouri, they had the only honest election. Dole wins across the country 61 or 52% in every state, just schematically the same. And that's important to notice. On election day, whatever happens, whatever numbers Brokaw, Rather, and Jennings give you at 7:01 in the East, they won't change all night. So there's several phenomena in this country that you can see. Even in your local elections, the numbers that come in at 7 o'clock or whenever the polls close will not change all night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know. In the old days, it used to go up and down. Even when I watched the Israeli elections where Perez was against Netanyahu, Perez was winning in the beginning. And then Netanyahu wins. So there's no wave in America. It's like a dead heartbeat.
You know, you're right. I remember when I was a kid, and I used to pay, honestly, I don't pay too much attention to elections anymore for probably fairly obvious reasons. I'm not apolitical, but I watch, and I used to see swings back and forth.
Right, the farm vote, the out-city
vote.
Yeah,
up by a head, back by a half a length,
right.
Up by a neck, and so on and so forth. Now, you're right, it's almost a dead heartbeat that's very interesting. There might be 1 or 2% swing back
and
forth.
Well, that's it. It won't change because they'd have to tell us where it changed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And our research showed that Perot won that election when he ran.
Really?
Yeah. He took whole cities, cleaned them out. Whole cities voted for him, and they gave him 19% because they said they'd give him 19%. And he got it across the board.
Well, they were good to their word, weren't they?
Yeah. Anyway, that's why there's that open letter to Perot in there that you thought was funny. I said, go to these guys, these private companies that run the elections in America, DFM in California, AIS, Fiddler and Chambers, and pay them a few million bucks, and they'll hack in, you'll hack in, it'll be a great night.
You told him how to win.
Yeah, anyway, Where was it? I was telling you...
You were in Missouri.
Oh, Missouri, yes. Paper ballot election. Counted in the precincts and sent downtown and recorded and done properly. Buchanan and Keyes win. The media didn't cover it. The only one they didn't cover. In Kansas, where Dole is, it's his home state, they didn't hold a primary because the polls showed that he'd lose in his home state,
mm-hmm.
Bob Dole.
Mm-hmm.
And people were up in arms and protesting. All media didn't print anything about it. But they didn't hold the primary because that would have been too embarrassing. And so basically, that's the story out there. And you know, the book is filled with other adventures and lawsuits and, Scalia.
It is truly a great read. All right, let's give them some hope now, Jim.
Yeah, that's what I was going to come to. If people videotape their elections, all of you, don't be lazy. You can get a videotape.
And don't be afraid, right?
And afraid, right. Go down there and say, call them up. Say, is there any statute that says I can't videotape this election from beginning to end, the total of after 7 o'clock at night?
Including the vote counting.
The counting, yeah. Nothing all day. You're not allowed to do it all day. That would be illegal. You'd be intimidating people.
Of course.
After 7 o'clock, the open count can't be secret. If they say, yes, you can't do it, right away you know you got trouble in River City.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you start to follow your ballot, you'll see what happens. Now, when people say, well, I vote on paper ballot, but we run it through this little machine in the precinct. Oh, that's not a paper ballot. That's a computer. You run it through and you leave. It's now on a chip. And they take those paper ballots away, and they can have substitute sets. You challenge them 2 weeks later, they'll bring you the set that matches what's on the computer chip. It's already in the machine.
Right.
So you do that so that you have a weapon. If you can't do that, get my tape. Because what I got on my tape in Miami that Pat Robertson paid $2,500 to show is what you'll see on your tape.
1-800-888-9999.
Right. You can also write to Victoria House. For the 800 numbers for credit cards. Victoria mm-hmm. House Press in New York City. You can send them a check. $10 for the book plus $2 for shipping and handling and $20 for the tape plus $3 for shipping and so you can get it there. Or the book at Barnes & Noble, too.
Right. Victoria House Press, we got a break here in a moment. 67 Wall Street. 67 Wall Street, Suite 2411, 2411, New York City, 1-000-5, 1-000-5. Back with James Collier after this. Very fast, rather shocking 2 hours for some of you, I'm sure, with James Collier, who, along with Ken Collier, wrote the book Vote Scam. One more time, the phone number, 1-800-888-9999, $10 for the book, $2 for shipping, and $20 if you want the video, or head down to your local Barnes & Noble. Jim, how long, I guess, is an election pre-planned on a national scale? In your estimation, we've got polls, of course, that go on for months and so on, and
right.
Let us have your view on that.
This was planned way in advance. Buchanan was the guy who was supposed to dance on the stage like a buffoon, and he did, and he said all the things people wanted to hear, but he was told from the beginning, as far as I can determine, because I met with him, that he was going to lose, and of course... Dole was told that he's going to lose this time, but just go out there and do what he's going to do. But the thing again, the good news is that I'm networking with people around the country. I'm speaking in places. I used to charge a fee, but I knocked that off. I just go into places. People bring me into town, and we hold seminars. And people are going to federal court and suing. They're writing legislation to go for paper ballots. They're documenting the election rigging in their town. They're documenting that their local newspaper and TV stations are the riggers. And over the next 4 years, of course, we're going to keep this going. It isn't going to end. This election is just a stage that all you people listening, if you go out and really apply yourself, go to your elections divisions and demand the paper trail. how much money do they spend on an election, and for who and for what? The League of Women Voters, the money that they get doesn't go to them. It goes to the national coffers. But you'll find that contingent of people down there in your precincts, wherever that computer ballot is, the punch card, sitting there doing something,
mm-hmm.
getting paid mm-hmm. by taxpayers' dollars. And it's not public bid, and it's not public knowledge they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you that they're city employees, but they're not. You say, I want to see the overtime cards.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. And in the files, I'm telling people, go to their elections divisions, get someone who's tough enough to do it if you're afraid, and say, look, I want to see how my taxpayers' money is spent on what. You will see the private companies, the money spent, hundreds of thousands of dollars per election, primary, runoff, final, for private companies to come in. Election supervisors stand back. They don't run their own computers. And these private companies do it, like AIS controls 519 counties in America, a newspaper, Omaha World Telegram. So when people finally document it, get the book, the vote scam book, give it to your friends, get the video, have Amway parties, you know, get 100 people in your house and show it to them. When people start to get mad, and they're getting mad all over the country, Barnes & Noble is selling books by the ton now because people are really going into their Barnes & Noble store and saying, hey, I want the book, and Barnes & Noble in the beginning wouldn't sell it, but now they are. So
they're forcing him to carry it.
Yeah.
Jim, we're out of time. Wow, thank you. I just really want to thank you for all of us out there listening tonight as well. It's been fascinating.
Thank you.
And I'd like to talk to you again after the election and get your read on it.
Right.
Shall we? All right, we will do that.
Okay.
All right, Jim Collier, thanks very much for spending 2 hours with us here at the End of the Line tonight. The book, Vote Scam, The Stealing of America. And thank all of you for being with us once again. I'll be back next week, same time, same stations, for another edition of The End of the Line. Until then, have yourselves a great week, and good luck.